This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. France has fined tech giant Google $166 million for abusing ad dominance rules. We get the story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
France's competition authority says the tech mogul mistreated buyers of ads based on keywords. The methods used by the Google Ads platform being opaque and difficult to understand, it says, with the company applying them in an unequal and arbitrary way. It wants the rules for Google Ads clarified and also its procedures for freezing accounts to avoid what it refers to as brutal and unjustified suspensions. The $166 million figure is the latest in a string of European fines against Google, which faces very little competition for search engine business across the continent. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is anxious to have his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. But for the time being, at least, there is a delay in the impeachment trial procedure. Here's AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump's expected impeachment trial in the Senate remains in limbo as Congress heads home for the holidays. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's demanding his day in court, describing him on Fox News Channel as mad. The president sees a trial in the GOP-led Senate as a chance for vindication after the House impeached him. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is delaying sending the impeachment articles to the Senate until she gets more details about how the trial will be handled.
A very unusual spectacle.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says some Democrats even seem to be suggesting they prefer not sending the articles at all.
Not with me.
Democrats are not constitutionally required to transmit the articles, so at least for now, the wait continues.
We'll see you in 2020.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump has a new favorite target today, a prominent Christian magazine editor-in-chief, who says Mr. Trump should be removed from office. More news at voanews.com from Washington. This is VOA News.